Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last lesson, we learned about skills and strategies for effective listening. Today, we will learn about nonverbal communication.
At least we are back home now, Silas. I really want to sleep.
Oh, are you seeing what I'm seeing, Tevuka? Wait, it's Mr. Otera. I wonder what he's doing outside, walking up and down this time.
All my bones are hurting, my boy. I hope that he doesn't want to give us some more hard work this late hour.
Good evening, Mr. Otera.
Look. So you guys were late by 2 hours, and you took only 2 dozen of eggs, eh? And in fact, you didn't even care to treat the customer well. You didn't care about her business.
Really? Who told you, Mr. Otera?
The lady called me from town. Look, I'm not happy with you.
Mr. Otera, we were late, but we didn't say we didn't care about her business.
She said you rolled your eyes at her, Tewuka. Is that true? And you turned around and left without saying a word.
Well,
students, Mr. Otera says that Tevuka showed disrespect to the customer. How did Tevuka show disrespect to the customer? Thank you, students. Tevuka rolled his eyes and turned around and left. Students, is it possible to communicate with someone without saying a word? Yes, it is possible. And in this case, Tevuka communicated that he did not care about the woman's business.
Tevuka and Silas have a lot to learn about nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication, do you know what that means?
No, Mr. Otera.
When you communicate with someone without saying anything at all, that's what we call nonverbal communication.
But I thought communication means to talk to somebody.
Yes, Silas. But you can also communicate with people without talking. For instance, can you know someone is angry with you if they don't say anything?
Yes, it is possible. I remember my mother used to only look at me and I would know I did something wrong.
Yes, that's what I mean. The way we act can do a lot of communicating for us. If I'm smiling, you know that I'm happy. If I'm frowning and looking at you in a funny way, you can guess that I'm unhappy with something. This is communicating without words and it is very important.
Students, without speaking, what are some ways that we might show we are happy? Great, students. You might have said by smiling, jumping up and down, and laughing loudly. Students, what are some ways that we might show we are confused? Thank you, students. You might have said by frowning our faces, shaking our heads, and sometimes staying away from other people. Students, we can communicate a lot without saying a word. In life and in business, our actions can say as much as our words. Students, when we are speaking to other people, we need to be clear and we need to take our time to speak. And when we are listening to other people, we need to pay attention and not interrupt the person who is speaking. Always remember, good communication can help us build great teams at work. Students, let us think back to the story. We have seen that there are different ways of communication. Verbal communication. It is when you communicate with speaking. You use your words. Nonverbal communication. It is when you communicate with body language only, without saying anything. Students, to communicate without using words is very important in our life. Let us bring our learning to real life. In your own time, practice different ways of communicating with a family member, friend, or a classmate. What could you do in the future to improve your verbal and nonverbal communication? Suppose you're selling vegetables. What types of verbal and nonverbal communication might you use to be successful in selling vegetables? As we saw today, Silas and Tebuka have learned a lot about verbal and nonverbal communication and the importance of treating all people with respect. Being an active listener as an employee or a business person can help you to be successful in your work. Will Silas and Tebuka be able to do better next time? Don't miss the next episode where Silas is given another opportunity. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the BRIGHT Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.